Yes, I'm here. Don't be afraid. I'm here. Sean Douglas here, right here on Q95, Talk on the Block for today. Very interesting program lined up for you today here on Talk on the Block. Thank you for staying tuned to the big station, the people station, Q95, and welcome again to Talk on the Block. My name is Sean Douglas. I trust that your day is going well so far. Today we are going to discuss cannabis. In Dominica, we call it marijuana. Growing up in Dominica in the late 1970s, the information on marijuana was mostly negative. In fact, perhaps all negative. But in recent years, the discussion has shifted markedly, and cannabis is now a multi-billion dollar industry. Today on Talk on the Block, my guest is a man who has written many articles on cannabis and has read extensively on the subject. Let me say hello and welcome to my guest, Dr. Irvin Pascal, who is no stranger to Q95. He's been here more often than I have been. So, Dr. Pascal, better known as IP, good afternoon. Welcome to Talk on the Block. We have you here again. You have so many hats. You speak on African Liberation Day issues because you've been to many African states. Of course, you're an ENT specialist. Now we're talking about cannabis today. So welcome to Talk on the Block.
Greetings, Sean. Thank you for that. The hat you missed out. I'm not hearing anything. The hat you missed out is agriculture, which is...
Can you hear it now?
No.
Okay. Okay, maybe something.
You can hear me?
Yeah, hold on. Mr. Farrell, can you just come in and help us there to try to address the little gremlins in the system? Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, but perhaps Hassan...
Yeah, we can go ahead.
You can go ahead?
Yeah.
But it's important that you hear, you know?
So, you're talking about hats I wear, but that's maybe what I'm here today representing, the third hat, which is significant part of my life is agriculture. And once you talk about cannabis, you're talking about food, you're talking about medicine, and if you're talking about food, you're talking about agriculture, you're talking about plants. And so that's basically the focus of this thing is the cannabis plant. And the fact that we haven't realized that, especially in Dominica, when if you talk about the cannabis plant in 2021, automatically you're going to end up talking about health and agriculture, food.
Okay, before we get into the discussion, Dr. Pascal, last week, we heard the news that St. Vincent and the Grenadines became the first OECS member state to be granted permission to export medicinal cannabis. And in fact, last Friday, the governor of St. Vincent announced that the island would in fact export its first shipment of medical cannabis to Europe. Now, when I heard the news out of St. Vincent, Dr. Pascal, I said to myself, why not us in Dominica? The Prime Minister's spin doctors have created this image of the Prime Minister as being a visionary leader. That leadership is everything. We were told that under his leadership that Dominica was the first country to join ALBA, for example, in 2008. Among the first countries to join Petrocaribe in 2005. But the question has to be asked, where is that visionary leadership with respect to Dominica being part of this regional and global effort to be part of this multi-billion dollar growing cannabis industry? Where's that leadership? Because clearly, St. Vincent is ahead of us, it would appear, St. Lucia as well, but St. Vincent, obviously, actually exporting to Europe, to Germany. A major game changer, but Dominica, we are in the slow lane. We are fast on CBI and all that. You have people who, they're in Dubai every week or every other week, or in Karachi or Islamabad or in other parts of the world. But on an issue like that, where cannabis, where clearly Dominica can do something significant on, we're just not there.
Yeah, that is a legitimate question. It's also, like, for me, it's a hot potato because once
you go talking...
Mr. Pascal, sorry, your mic was off, so perhaps you could start again. Sorry about that, your mic was off.
Okay, that's a legitimate question. Legitimate for several reasons, but it's also a hot potato because, you know, in Dominica, you can't say anything before it is put in the rubric of partisan politics and all of that. And, you know, once you mention the Prime Minister, automatically it becomes that. But given that what it is, the issue is the question, is a question, why I say it's legitimate, it's a question that the agricultural sector should be asking. It's a question that the health sector should be asking. And furthermore, more importantly, it's a question that the young people in this country should be asking. Now, the what is shocking is the absence of this of that question from coming from those sectors, because it's in those sectors the whole modern approach to relating and treating with the cannabis plant, those are the sectors that are mainly affected in the modern world. I mean, obviously the investors and the businessmen as well, because the cannabis industry in 2021 is a multi-billion dollar industry, bigger than the CBI industry.
I don't remember,
but it was proposed to be like $300 billion in 5 to 10 years. It's maybe close to that now. I'm not sure. I haven't looked that up recently. So it's a question that every Dominican who is concerned about their well-being, food, clothes, shelter, safety, and security, should be asking. Just even more so than the questions we're asking about the CBI, which happens to be what we seem to be focused on, or the only thing we know what to do. And it speaks to two things. Why we are asking that question, what are we afraid of? Or furthermore, maybe it speaks to the fact that the administration just not interested in us. So if you're not interested in cannabis, you can't be interested in us, to me. Because cannabis is food. In the modern world, cannabis is medicine, cannabis is economics. So cannabis is really our daily lives. It has the potential to address all the things we need to address as human beings. And if you tell me you have an administration with all the positive aspects of Dominica to exploit and utilize cannabis more than any other country, any other group of people in the world, any other piece of land in the world, and you're not doing it, it says either because you personally, maybe you personally have something inherent, like all the people who have this negative image of cannabis from way back, which has no basis in science or no basis in history. And because you have no basis in it, because you don't believe in it, it's a sort of, reflects a sort of domineering than dictatorial approach, which is, it's what I think is important for this country, that's what rules. And to me, that's the way I would answer that question.
Okay, let's go back a bit, Dr. IP. What exactly is cannabis? What is that plant? Tell us about it.
Well, the cannabis plant is a plant that's been with us as it's maybe over 100 million years old. And it's important to say that, because the human being is thought to be maybe around maybe a million years now. So you have a plant that's been around maybe 100 million years from the available evidence or the available research. So that means that's a plant that has evolved. And we know, as I said the last time I was here, your food is your medicine, and your food is mostly, the right foods come from plants. So it's a plant that has evolved over the years and has developed certain characteristics related to life itself. That's the way I would look at it. So if you have a plant that's 100 million years that has survived to this age, that means that plant must know something about how you live and how you survive. It's as simple as that. So the plant is used historically, the historical use goes back to uses in Asia and Africa and those places, and where it was used for several purposes, for for making cloth, making rope, all that type of thing, and for use medicinally as well for several years, and also used for ceremonial purposes, for recreative purposes. So it's a multidimensional plant that's been around for a while. But our relationship to us, to it, or what we know about it, is very recent. And that goes back to when it became sort of what we call illegal or was scheduled, you know, by the UN or United, the US and all of that, as a drug that had no medicinal benefit and had a high risk of potential harm to human beings. So it was put on a schedule then, that's maybe in the 1970s, that made it as dangerous as anything like heroin. And that's from a medical point of view. So that has its own aspect to it, why that happened and how it happened, because up until then, doctors were prescribing cannabis for all kinds of ailments. Ordinary people were using cannabis all over the world for, you know, as part of plant medicine, as part of their recreation, as part of their ceremonies. Even if you go back to, that's why it's so significant in the Rastafarian community. They use it for spiritual and religious purposes. It's even thought that the anointing oil, I think that they talk about Jesus in the Bible and the anointing oil, that cannabis was also thought to have been a component of that, or extracts from the plant. So basically that's what it is. It's a plant that is versatile, multidimensional, has several uses, and has been used by mankind for thousands of years. So it's nothing new. It's just that what happened at one stage of the history of mankind, it is thought, or what is proposed, is that with the advent of pharmaceuticals and modern medicine, things like cannabis, or not even just cannabis, herbal remedies, and that approach to healthcare was a significant threat to what we have come to accept as the approach to healthcare, what I call sick care. And so therein lies the whole economic aspect of it. So the plant had to be demonized, and herbal medicines in general were thought to be second rate and second class to the medicines that came from pharmaceutical sources and factories and stuff like that. So that's a little bit of the background of how cannabis came from a plant that was used by human beings the way we use all plants, to become something that is, even as a plant, is categorized in terms of drugs on the schedule for the world as something as dangerous as what I call a manufactured substances like heroin and those types of things.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Pascal. Thank you, Dr. Pascal. If you're just tuning in right now, we have Dr. Pascal, who's talking about cannabis. It's now 1:16, so let's have a short break and we'll come right back.
At Ask the Fans Auto Center, we've got everything you need for your vehicles.
Wheel alignment and your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system.
Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi models.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Visit Ask the Fans Auto Center in Canefield today.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch!
Roger!
Engines ready!
Yay, Daddy!
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1!
Kids, breakfast is ready!
Ooh, launch postponed!
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
Yes, you tuned to Talk on the Block today here, Tuesday, the 18th day of January in the year 2022. And we're discussing a very controversial but a very interesting topic on cannabis. We have Dr. Irvin Pascal here until 2 p.m. today. Dr. Pascal, I like to base a lot of what I'm saying on research and information. I learned recently that researchers from the Oregon State University recently they published their findings in a journal of Nature Products. And according to the laboratory study, cannabis compounds prevented the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating penetrating healthy human cells. I want to repeat that. The lab study confirmed that cannabis compounds prevented the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating healthy human cells. Dr. Pascal, what do you know about that study? And do you think perhaps further research is needed before we can actually believe what this study is saying?
I'm aware of the study. A lot of research is needed in general on cannabis. That has been the challenge with cannabis being accepted, or the plant, cannabis plant being accepted in Western medical circles as having any uses therapeutically. Even the evidence that's used to sort of demonize the plant and its uses it's not based on the usual rigorous scientific research. A lot of it is based on anecdotal, people's experiences, especially their bad experiences, which is normal for human beings. You always hear about the bad things, you hardly hear about the good things. So just like every other aspect of the use of the drug medicinally, research like that, it's interesting, it's encouraging. But what it speaks to more than anything is the fact that even the fact that at this level of education, medical education, you can have people even exploring the use of cannabis in that type of use for COVID-19. It tells a story. It tells you that for them to do that, there must be some background that this can be useful. And maybe it's because of the as I said before, the multiple aspects and all the what they call it, the what's the word? The varied possibilities that the plant can bring to medical practice or to healthcare. Because the research so far suggests that we know that cannabis has an effect on the lung, on tissues in the lung. Its use has always been used by the general population for things like asthma and bronchitis with significant effect. So your grandmother would make a little tea and give it to you. You wouldn't know it was cannabis. But a lot of times in Jamaica and those places in Africa, that's what it was, because it has that action to dilate your lungs and in that process improve your breathing if you have asthma. And on the other hand, there have been studies that show that the incidence of people who use cannabis by smoking, and we have to always remember that most of the information or the negative information about cannabis is usually by smoking. Now everybody knows smoking is not good for you, regardless of what you smoke. So that's also something that has to be considered. But what are one of the researches in the past that would substantiate stuff like that is that there's a lower incidence in people who smoke cannabis of lung cancer than people who smoke cigarettes, or even the general population. So it is expected and it is known that there are beneficial aspects to the plant on different aspects of healthcare or sick care, if you want to put it that way. So I'm not surprised, but a lot more research is needed to, and I suspect maybe COVID might be an opportunity as well, as COVID-19, the pandemic has provided several opportunities for different perspectives, especially alternative types of approaches to healthcare, like using plants and or ginger. So, and I am saying that to because I think that's the rubric, that's the area in which cannabis lies, in herbal medicine, in plant medicine, not as we seem to be going, especially following the usual suspects as usual, and going along the sort of pharmaceutical targeted finding what's chemicals in it and using it. That will have some value, but especially for us in Dominica, I mean, we are so far behind the curve, and maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that even this government hasn't really treated with cannabis, because in my opinion, it requires a lot of dedicated work. It requires seriousness. It cannot be this, what I call, you know, do it for the sake of, like, when it was done, whatever, decriminalization happened in 2019. Personally, I felt that was just to tell the young people, smoke a spliff and vote for me. That's my personal feeling. So it needs serious approach, and it needs to be looked at, especially in the Dominican context, what's best for us. And obviously, it cannot be best for us to follow what others have done. We are unique, we're different. What others have done, we'll end up, if we follow that model, we'll end up like we ended up in bananas and oranges and everything. What we'll do is grow cannabis, export it for others to make drugs, make a lot of money, and then we buy the drugs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cannabis is an opportunity to move away from that. Cannabis is dealing with cannabis seriously is an opportunity to actually have a little say in that aspect of the industry. Because the interesting thing, and that's maybe one of the main things I'd like to share with the listening public this afternoon, the interesting thing, if we're talking about cannabis as medicine, the issue is that the maximum, and I want to be slow about this, the maximum medicinal benefit will come when you use the plant in its natural form, green. No boiling, no processing. I'm not saying you cannot do that. I'm just saying the maximum benefit, if you're going to use the plant, just the same way you use the best benefit from cabbage is to use it raw rather than boiling it for 5 minutes.
But if you're going on a commercial scale, there would have to be some kind of...
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Not necessarily, because it depends on what you mean when you say commercial scale. Commercial scale, automatically, we think we have to do like others have done. That's a trap. Because you can never compete with others if you go along the commercial scale by trying to extract. You'll need so much infrastructure, so much money to set up the lab, set up all. Not that you cannot do that, but you cannot do that alone. Not when it's possible for your people to use it, even locally. You can do that commercially if you want, but to deny people the opportunity to use the plant green locally because of the possibilities of its preventative aspect, which is what we say about food and medicine. Let your food be your medicine. So we have this situation in Dominica, for example, if I just want to get straight to it, where the government said that it was decriminalizing cannabis by allowing every home or everybody, I don't think it's everybody, every house to have free plants. Now, if you're going to develop the industry, now what is the purpose of saying I should have free plants? What is the purpose? Where is the benefit of that to me commercially to have free plants? Now, if you understand that I am using those free plants for medicinal uses, you should understand the best way for me to control that is for me to always have enough green cannabis. Because regardless of what anybody else tells you, that's where you have the highest concentration of medicinal effect. Number one, because like all plants, they prefer to be used for their benefit in whole, not separated. So can you imagine a place like Dominica where we say we are about preventative health care, primary health care, where people can use their little bush in the night and drink their little tea for their diabetes and all of those things? What could be the effect on our health care bill if we realize that everybody should have access to 5, 6, whatever, regulated, if you want, green cannabis plants that they can use the same way they use lettuce and cabbage and all those things to prevent them from getting ill in the first case. So that's what I'm saying. Also, commercially, we have this thing about the nature aisle. What better way? How you can be, say you are the nature aisle, and you can make a plant illegal in the nature aisle. It's counter, it doesn't make any sense. So how can you go boast that you are the nature aisle and you're into naturality and plants and local food and fresh food, but a plant in your nature aisle is illegal? So if you again think about the thing, give it some thought, you then develop your brand of cannabis as nature aisle, nature brand cannabis. The spin-off from that, economically for you, you're not talking about global commercial, you're talking about your commercialization. What's going to provide you with food, clothes, and shelter, safety, and security? Now, when you do that, now you now promote your brand as a natural brand. To promote it as a natural brand, automatically you're in the realm of plant science and fertilizers and how you produce it naturally. The spin-off on that, for you to make it commercial then, you have to develop a concept in your agricultural sector of using organics, or what we call organics, natural medicines, and no pesticides and weedicide, because that's what going to sell your cannabis and make it different from everybody else's. So that's what I'm saying. It takes a lot of work, it takes understanding, it takes doing the research, getting the information to then create an industry that is suitable to Dominica. Yeah. The same way you create a healthcare system that is, you don't just copy. Mm-hmm. You have to now look at your situation and look at what's best for you, because there are so many benefits of understanding that and exploring it that way, and forget about all the hysteria and all the misinformation, just like the same thing we talk about misinformation with COVID, and not realizing that something like cannabis, there's maybe the misinformation is on steroids compared to the misinformation about COVID-19. So that is, so I don't accept that thing that you have to copy other people for you to be commercial. It's what you're being commercial about and what you want to achieve.
Yes, Dr. Pascal, you've been very comprehensive. I didn't want to interrupt you while you were in full flight, so I said I'll let you continue. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the government held a consultation on cannabis. Since then, you think that we've made much progress on, you know, certainly they have not made any announcement as to, since the consultation, what has happened in terms of where we're going with cannabis and building this industry? Have you heard anything to give you any confidence that we know where we're going? I mean, from what you're talking about over the last 10 minutes, it seems to me that you have your doubts about our capacity, because you talk about research and understanding.
Yeah.
Is there capacity in Dominica to really develop an industry that suits us in Dominica, not trying to copy other countries that have different, perhaps, you know, like Jamaica, different topography, whatever?
Of course there is. I think there is. But again, like everything else, it's if you do the things for the country, you will find the right people to do it. And that, it's as simple as that. If you do it for your own little personal political benefit, you're not going to find that. And so because some of the people that are maybe most resourceful in the area mightn't be of your party political color. And I think maybe that's what's maybe part of the problem with why nothing has happened, although there's been, I think it was before, because I can tell you something. For example, I applied for a license to do the research on green cannabis, and I didn't, there wasn't even the decency to reply to me acknowledging the receipt of the application.
Who you applied to exactly?
At that time, Dr. Daru, my colleague, was the Minister of Health.
Okay, so you followed up with him and said, well,
yeah, it's just stonewall. It's just no comment. But I don't want to waste time with that. Mm-hmm. The issue is that there's been some what is called decriminalization. Now, what it is that a young person, the people who most likely use cannabis recreationally, they're allowed to have, I think, an ounce, which is maybe, I don't know, maybe a spliff or two. You're allowed to buy 3 plants. Now, for me, everybody's allowed to have 3 plants in front of their house. But for me, That's not decriminalizing. Actually, that's criminalizing, because you criminalize those young people who could be securing their economic future by not being part of the global cannabis industry. So what are they going to do? You criminalize them, because now where are they going to get the food, clothes, and shelter? They maybe have to become criminals to do that. And they're not being criminals because they deal in the cannabis. They deal because they don't get that opportunity that every other young person in different parts of even the Caribbean have. Yeah. Then you criminalize all the, which is my main concern, you criminalize all those elderly folk who've heard about it, who might have known about it, and now will tell me they want to try, or they're using it, and they're using it hidden and in fear and afraid their family knows. And I mean, this is horrible. To me, you're criminalizing those people because they feel they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, Dr. Pascal, sorry to interrupt you. I think there's a call coming in. This caller has been very patient on the overseas line. Hello, good afternoon, caller. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, good afternoon. Dr. IP, I mean, you're talking about the cannabis plant. Yeah, I mean, you got to give people assurance of what you're saying, and I'm saying, because the whole world is using cannabis all over, and you can't use it in its green form. You have to dry it up to extract the oil from it. I know the green form is one purpose, but you have to dry it up and to extract the other elements from it. You got to speak with confidence and give the people assurance and talk to the
I need to stop you. I need to stop you right away. I never said that. What I'm saying is that the major medicinal aspect of the plant is in its green form. That's scientific, because the issue is that when you use it in its green form, you don't get that euphoria that limits the amount you can use. So if you in a place like Dominica and you don't have access to it, one of the possibilities of your use for it is in its green form, because medicinally, and I underline medicinally, if you're going to use it, it's going to have to be certified. It's going to have to be sure there's no poisons in it, there's no fungus, there's no bacteria. Now, in the Dominican context, what I'm saying is that it's not that you cannot do that, but it would be a tragedy to spend all your energies doing that, and you, in the end, this is not about romanticizing cannabis. In the end, what happens is that we end up in the same situation we were with all the other agricultural crops that we have pursued in the past. No, and I'm saying in this case, there's a possibility that you can use both pathways. So I cannot find it difficult for me to sit here and say I am not informing the people. I may not be informing them in the aspect you'd like me to inform them, but what I'm saying is that I'm taking a look at the cannabis plant in the Dominican context, given our dependence on agriculture and the focus of our preventative health care. How can cannabis assist us, and what's the best ways? And you may be right, but it has to be looked at. It can't be happening on me saying this on a talk radio. You need to sit with those concerned, the producers, the users, those who have the information, put our heads together and come up with what will suit us best in Dominica. But I'm saying it would be a tragedy that Dominica, given our nature isle image and whatever we hope to achieve in health and agriculture, should just continue to copy what other people have done for their welfare when our situation is uniquely and we're so far behind. Okay, brother?
Yes, thank you. I hope, caller, you're satisfied with this explanation. Numbers to call: 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. 616-4257. I believe there's a call on line 2. Hello, good afternoon, caller. You're through to Dr. Pascal. Talk on the block.
Hello, good afternoon, Sean.
Hi, good afternoon, caller.
And good afternoon, Dr. Ivy.
Yeah, greetings.
You know, Sean, what is happening in Dominica concerning cannabis is not an accident. It is not anything that happening by accident. It is being deliberate. You see, Sean, history have shown that dictators cause their citizens to be broke and poor and give them handouts so that they can control their mind. Now you see, you would have an opportunity in Dominica to really do cannabis to make money. It means that Dominican people will get rich. The government in power will sideline cannabis that can make Dominicans independent and sell our citizenship or passport that he and he alone really getting the money and using the money as he wants. But if the Dominican people have a cannabis industry, people planting and selling, the money will be their own and they will be independent so that he cannot control their mind. So that is almost impossible for Dominican to believe that dictator we have there will do anything in this country to get Dominican people rich and wealthy that they can stand on their own.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'll go straight on to the next call. Let me see here. Okay, I think that person may have gone. Yes, numbers to call: 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. We have Dr. Pascal. We're discussing cannabis. Dr. Pascal, if you were to advise the government at this point, you know, let's forget what's happened in the past, you know, and you had to advise them, what would your advice be to them as to how do we, at this point, we're at the start of 2022, our economy is in shambles, we're reliant heavily on one source, major source for revenue in the country. Cannabis, there's so much potential, the benefits are huge, they are massive. How would you advise the government as to how we move forward? I know, I didn't...
Every advice I've given to this government has landed in trouble, so I'll advise the people who are the real government. I don't think, honestly, I mean, the present situation we are in, to make cannabis what I think it can become and what others like me think it can become for Dominica, what it can do for Dominica, especially in our agricultural sector, I would advise that the people in those areas, the people in agriculture, the people who treat with cannabis, whether they use it for medicine, whether they use it recreationally, whether they make their little oils and thing. My advice to them would, don't wait on the government. That's the advice I would give to them. Don't wait on the government. There's enough research available on the internet to inform yourselves. Because you see, we have this habit about the government has to do it. There are lots of things the government don't need to do. All the government need to do is to try and regulate it so there's no balance, there's no harmful aspect of it. But really and truly, I think that we need to start thinking about what we can do for ourselves if the government is not doing what we think it should be doing for us.
But if you're only allowed to have 1 ounce,
well, that's my point.
Per family and 3 trees, I mean, what?
Well, yeah, but if people themselves start informing themselves, then they now will make decisions that then the government then doesn't have any chance, doesn't have any excuse not to address it and address it in a way that, because given the experience and the pattern of behavior the government has, especially related to cannabis and agriculture, I think it would be I wouldn't say wait on the government. I would say the ordinary people need to start informing themselves, because it's the fact that the government could do that type of thing is because the people weren't informed. If the people knew about cannabis, knew the possibilities, knew about when you eat it raw, you don't get high, they would change their approach to it. Okay, so that's what I would say about that.
Let's go back on your
I can say what I think I should do, yeah. But advising the government. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the overseas line. Hello, good afternoon, caller.
Yes, Sean.
Yes, caller, go right ahead, caller.
Yes, and to Dr. Ipe, good afternoon, my brother.
Yeah, good afternoon.
As always. Dr. Ipe, my brother, I've heard you many times on your positive and progressive brother, but don't waste your time to give this government advice like you just said. They never take it. The introduction of your show, when you said that some of them folks have different interests, and I will tell you, they're only interested in themselves, and selling passport is an easy, lazy way out. They're not going to give the people anything productive and profitable. Jamaica right now is making a second, hit at the cannabis. They are restructuring and refocusing to boost profits and to get more out of it. And the government that we have is not interested. It's a thing that you just said. You have given all this advice and they don't take it. And you're going to give some of the people the advice. Only a few will take it. But progressively, Dominica has to come from underneath this government to move forward with all what has been discussed before. Thank you, my brother.
Right. Thank you, caller. Yes, the number is to call 449-3095. I welcome callers. All views, all ideas will contend on Talk on the Block. Okay, so whatever your view is on this issue, we welcome your views. Let's go over to line one. Hello, good afternoon, caller. You're through to Talk on the Block.
Sean, good afternoon.
Yes, caller, good afternoon to you.
You brought up...
Yeah, caller, you sort of going in and out.
Again?
Yeah, okay, you seem to be okay now. Go ahead.
Let me get to it quickly. IP, thanks for coming to debunk the myth. And thanks for coming. And I do not even need to fester old wounds. When it was thought, while you were studying in France, you remember, to be ENT, that to research cannabis, there was, and give Carla my regards, by the way.
Okay.
IP, let me tell you, Sean, you are the media practitioner par excellence for 2022. I rate you. And I thank you for this topic. I do not want to take much more time, but then it should be grown like banana, coffee, cocoa, bay leaf, and everything. So the powers of the farmers and the citizens who are the government and not the administrative can earn a livelihood, and there should be proper markets. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Thank you, caller, for your contribution. Thanks for the compliment. Although I think I'm probably just about 35 not out, average my half century yet. But I always welcome compliments whenever they come. Okay, so overseas line. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Talk on the Block.
Good afternoon, Sean. And good afternoon, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, greeting.
Hi.
Great program this afternoon. This is a plant that has been demonized for many years, for a lot of years. And I'm very happy that Dr. Pascal is having a session on it this afternoon. Great program.
That's it, caller? Okay, thank you. That was very short and sweet. I like my contributions to be concise, make your point, because this is a one-hour program, not a five-hour program. Numbers to call, overseas line 305-432-9624. We've only got about 13 minutes to go on this program. Clearly, this conversation on cannabis has started here, but it will continue for in the weeks and months and years ahead. So this is only the start of the discussion because it's a very interesting topic. Numbers to call 616-4257, 449-3097, 449-3096, 449-3095. Dr. Pascal, you've stressed that we shouldn't necessarily copy other countries. We should perhaps tailor the whole cannabis industry to suit our own particular circumstances. But St. Vincent is a similar country in terms of volcanic origin, in terms of size. Clearly, it's smaller. Isn't there anything we can learn from St. Vincent?
Oh, yeah, surely. What I was saying, okay, Jamaica has follow the model that St. Vincent has now followed. Jamaica did it first. Now, what I'm saying is that following that model, that would most likely we will end up the way in a couple of years, the way we ended up with bananas. So, for example, if our approach to how we dealt with bananas was different from the others, the outcome may have been different. But eventually, if we follow that model that requires you to grow the plant, then you ship it away the way we ship bananas. Somebody processes it elsewhere, makes all the money from doing that, has all the, if that's all you do, extracts the methane, makes some medicine, then sell it back to you. If that's all you do, that's for somebody who doesn't have an option, like say Antigua. Antigua doesn't have an option. Antigua is not the nature isle. Antigua, it's not easy for every household in Antigua to grow 10 plants in their yard and then produce it and use it for themselves. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that. I'm saying we have to be creative. We could diversify, do both. Because I'd love to do the research on it. I am sure, and if you go and if you read the literature, there is significant benefit to using the plant in its natural form. Most people are not doing that. Most places are not doing that for obvious reasons. They cannot grow it the way it can be grown in the nature island every yard. So how are they going to do that? It makes no sense for them to pursue that aspect of the plant. And I'm saying if we're an agricultural country, and it's that's what we know for sure, that's what we know is our security, how we treat and deal with it. If we approach the for example, if the focus is producing cannabis to use in its natural form, then it means that when somebody processes, when an 80-year-old gets some oil from the guy down the street that he says she knows it helps her, but it's not tested. She doesn't know whether it use gramazone, whether you use pesticides, whatever you use in it, whether it's contaminated, but she's going to put it into her mouth. I mean, that's ridiculous. But if you developed it to use the green plant and then you developed it along as natural as possible, free of pesticides and weedicides, automatically you doing that, you also creating the consciousness of all other plants that we produce being produced naturally. So the spin-off fits right into our nature aisle concept, our organic concept, our naturality concept. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you don't do the processing or you don't have some large farms where you export. I'm not saying you don't do that. I'm saying it would be tragic to just do that alone. But nothing, not even that is being done. There's no, I'm not aware of any development since the consultation for commercialization, for educating the local producers, the potential local producers, educating the young people about its uses, about, well, it's not because they say you can smoke a spliff, you're on the road every morning smoking in people's faces and stuff like that. Nothing to say, well, you don't smoke in public and enforce it. It's just as dangerous to smoke in public as it is to not wear a mask, and it's just as dangerous. Yeah, so
Pascal, if you could read the last message on this phone, on my phone, somebody sent to you the very last message, you may want to address that.
Okay, they want me to address the difference, but the difference between the constituents of the plant, it's there's so many. The plant alone has 400 different compounds, so that's where the problem is. So far, most of the research has been done on the THC, and that THC is the aspect of the plant that gives you the euphoria, or what we call the high, and the CBD. So those are but what is shown, the majority benefit of the plant comes from when all of the constituents work together. So that's why I'm talking about the medicinal benefit, when they work together. How do they work together? When you use it green. Mm-hmm. So what you will find, if you use the plant green, the different constituents balance out each other. So the side effects and all of that are reduced. We have no idea what the side effects will be of using the individual components medicinally. That has to wait on future research, because it's just been used. In 10 years' time, one of the same compounds was used isolated for people who wanted to lose weight, and it had to be withdrawn off the market. No, it was an artificial thing of one of the compounds. It had to be withdrawn because of its side effects. So we have no idea, but what is known is unlikely. Using the plant primarily in its natural form, if you're using it for medicine, if you're using it for prevention, the same way you use, you know, other things, your vitamins every day to protect you and stuff like that. What I'm saying is that in the Dominican context, that should not be ignored. And it will not be ignored if the populace or the people who are treating with the plant, whether they're planting it, whether they're making their little oils, whether they're smoking it, whether they're eating it, whether they're making tea, the extent to which they are aware of that is to the extent to which it will be beneficial to them. Okay. So that's why my focus is other judge everyone, my focus in the medicinal aspect, and I'm saying in the Dominican context, it's not rocket science. It's plants. We know plants. You use it natural as much as possible.
Okay, let's take our last commercial break before we...
Dominicans, Dominicans, enjoy your property, protect your property. You homeowner and businessman, protect your property, enjoy your property. Can't wait for the hurricane, can't wait till you flood again, can't wait till your roof fly out and all your business coming out.
Remember, no insurance company will insure your property when a storm is approaching. Get ahead of the hurricane season and insure with a company who gives you the assurance of payment for your valid claim. Come speak with us today at the New India Assurance Company Limited, upstairs AC Shillingford and Company Limited, 24 King George Fish Street, Roseau. Bring along an up-to-date valuation from a qualified engineer and get insured today.
What does a coffee lover like me desire? Everything a cup of Café Brasil delivers. I need a coffee that's smooth. I need a coffee that's rich. I need a coffee bursting with flavor. You see, coffee isn't just a drink, it's an experience. At least when it's Café Brasil.
Indulge in the distinctive flavors of perfectly blended Robusta and Arabica coffee beans. Café Brasil, taste the smooth, rich difference. Try our new Café Brasil Gold Coffee today.
Yes, you're tuned to Talk on the Block today, Tuesday, the 18th of January in the year 2022. We've been discussing cannabis over the last 53, 54 minutes or so. You've got about a minute or two. Anybody want to make some calls, you can liaise and speak with Dr. Pascal here. The number is to call 449-3095, 449-3096. The overseas line, which has been very quiet today, the overseas line, 305-432-9624. Your final opportunity to talk with Dr. Pascal. Any issues, any questions you have, any comments on this, as I said, this fast-growing industry, cannabis. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, Dr. Pascal, whether this government, they're not able to have more than one ball in the air. Yes, you're pursuing CBI, but you can also pursue light manufacturing. You can pursue build a cannabis industry. You can do all those things. I mean, you have the largest cabinet ever. I think Eugenia's first cabinet had about 7 or so ministers. She only increased to, I think, 10 or 11 when she won 11 seats in 1990.
Yeah.
But the first cabinet was about 7.
Yeah.
At one point, Mr. Maynard was Minister for Agriculture, Industry, Trade, and Tourism. He had about, right now, you've got 4 people doing that job. So clearly, you can't have more than one ball in the air. And the government really has to look at this industry. And as you said, there are people in Dominica who have the capacity, the knowledge, the expertise, both here in Dominica and abroad, to help to pursue this thing. And, you know, because clearly this is an opportunity for us that we've simply not seized on sufficiently or at all.
Yeah, that's you see, that's what I'm saying. That's why when you ask me about giving advice, I'm like, it's like, you know, the thing going to fall on deaf ears. And interestingly, you mentioned that one, the head research scientist at the University of the West Indies in Jamaica is a Dominican on cannabis. and he has done extensive works. He advises all the governments from the plant science aspect of the whole thing. So you have to ask yourself, as your question you asked me originally, why doesn't the public ask the question a bit more? And why there seems to be this I don't know, just no lack of interest. And you know, and then when you start to what they call that again? What's the common word they're using for that COVID-19? When you have false information. What's the word?
Fake news, I guess.
Yeah, not that. When you start to, anyway, when they say you be negative and you start to come to conclusions, because you have to ask yourself, well, how come it's so obvious? How come in an agricultural country, Dominica can be the last place to treat with cannabis as an industry to improve the economic welfare of its citizens? I mean, it's almost criminal. I mean, you're talking about decriminalized. I mean, that's almost criminal in my view.
Okay, the overseas line 305-432-9624. I'm getting a text on my phone. This gentleman is saying he's been trying the overseas line. It's busy, but it's not, in the studio, it's not busy. So you've got another, I'll wait for another 10 seconds for your call. If not, I'll have to go over to Dr. Pascal to give his closing remarks here this afternoon. Dr. Pascal, really, the time really is clearly 1 hour is not sufficient. But I think we've started a conversation. You've really stoked people's, we've whet our appetite on this issue. So I'm hoping that perhaps other talk show hosts, the politicians, the decision makers, the policy makers, the political directorate, perhaps they will actually move with greater haste and greater speed on this very critical way. So let's give your final comments, Dr. Pascal.
Okay. Well, what I would like to do, the final comments, is give some advice to the listening public out there that I have taken the position that things I can do for myself, I stop depending on, try not to depend on others to do it for me, especially if I know they're not capable of doing it. So it's obvious that that's the situation with cannabis. So the people, to me, those citizens who have an interest in it, those who use it for medicine, I'm really concerned about them, because usually a lot of them are elderly people suffering with cancer. And I'm really concerned about their hesitancy, the fear they have when they use it. They don't know what they're taking. It's not measured. So what I would say is, everybody try and inform yourself. Information is really power, and you should just inform yourself as much as you can. The internet is there. You can get it. There should be associations like those people who use it, they form an association. Those who grow it form the association. Those who manufacture it made an association. And from my perspective, what I've decided I will do is make myself available, especially on the phone, for medical advice as to how you treat with cannabis. I think that's where I'd like to see everybody do what they can in their sphere and empower themselves and stop waiting on people who don't seem to be interested in that to do it for you. Thank you.
Dr. Pascal, thank you very much for coming on my program. Your second appearance in as many weeks. I really appreciate that. I myself learned a lot, and I'm hoping that the conversation on cannabis will continue well beyond the end of this program. So until my next program, I'm Sean Douglas saying goodbye. Have a pleasant evening. I'll be back here tomorrow at 1 p.m. on your radio. Next is the Digital Hour.